So it looks like I'm probably about 6 miles south of Texada Island. It was pretty windless all day. I stayed in a little cove on Secretary Island off the Trincomalee and went through Porte Pass early this morning as the tide turned, and it was fairly windless all day. I saw Team Onism and Team Excellent Adventure, and never did able to catch Onism, but we did put by Team Excellent Adventure and headed over to the Vancouver Island, to the mainland side. As the wind built, it's a nice southerly, and I've been sailing basically since 4 o'clock Monday morning, no, Tuesday morning, and now it's Wednesday. I just woke up from a nap. I've got a little bit of a sea anchor with me, so I deployed that, and I got my speed down to 0.4 nautical miles, so I was able to get 30 minutes of sleep. I was feeling a little exhausted, sort of the way of the program. I've been sleeping and sailing.
Awesome. You managing to dodge all those ships that tend to shoot through between Texada and Leskiti?
Yeah, in fact, I just had a tug in tow go by. He was, I saw him come down from the south before I had my nap, and he must have picked up his load and turned around and headed back south. My nav light's nice and bright up on top of the mast, so imagine that in the radar reflector. He's got no problem seeing me. That was well off his route. He probably passed a good mile away from me. My plan is just to head straight between Leskiti and Texada and run up to Campbell River, hopefully be there sometime later today if the wind keeps up.
Sounds good. Are people using the VHFs to talk to each other or to traffic?
I have not heard anybody. I've got my radio on scan. I haven't heard any other teams talking that are in here. I think, the other team that I saw was the guy on the Hobie. It looked like he had come out of Florida after me at some point. I passed him yesterday. He was camping on the beach. We yelled back at each other just as it was getting dark. But OBHF, I did talk to Coast Guard Radio this morning to vessel traffic to find out if Whiskey Gulf was active, and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So you getting a little food in your belly?
Yeah, it's working out good. My food's a little bit different than last year, so that I can look at other food packs and steal something that I'm looking for. But I'm enjoying couscous. Tonight I had couscous and some one of those reheat meals with spicy eggplant. So that and couscous was good. And right now I'm having a cup of hot chocolate.
Nice. Well, I was so pleased to see that you avoided Nanaimo completely.
I sort of avoided it because Coast Guard Radio or weather was forecasting heavy winds tomorrow. Actually, they were forecasting heavy winds out of the north tonight. 15 to 20, and what we got was more like 15 out of the southeast. So maybe they'll be right tomorrow. The barometer, when I checked this afternoon, was diving pretty good, but I didn't see it go down below, 10, 15 millibars. Last time I checked, it was 10, 17, but I think it's, I checked it later, and it was like 10, 15, kind of a slow descent. So, yep, not going into Nanaimo. That place is dangerous. It'll grab you for days.
Yeah, well, Tim on Team Can't Anchor Us went through there, and you can tell just barely from his tracker track that he did stop at the pub and was wooed by those sirens, but shortly thereafter escaped.
Oh, yeah. What other team? I knew Cantankerous was anchored a little further north than I was. Up 48 this morning, I saw. What other teams are around me right now?
Well, Lightboat and Shadowfax are, hanging out near Nanuse Bay, and Colin's up ahead of you. And then, let's see, in terms of non-solo teams, you mean?
Where's Angus?
Yeah, he's up near he's at the north end of Texada hanging out, and Bunny Whaler, Sister Ship, and Vantucky are all around Leskiti. Lost Boys is in Comox. You got a number of boats behind you. Squamish, Super Friends, Coastal Express, Nordica, Ketchikan, Wabi Sabi. And Kraken Up and Allure back down there in mid Trincomalee.
Oh, okay. So they have their gelato and headed out of Sydney. I saw that they had posted that.
Yeah, it looks like they're hanging out on Thetis, or Thetis, however you say that.
Cool. Well, I'm hoping that my timing is good here. That's just the sun's coming up. I'm going to be rayed off the entrance of that channel between the Skeety and Texada, and so I can sail through it in daylight instead of going in there in the dark here.
Yeah, some nice anchorages in there if you happen to get that far, but yeah, just watch for those ships blazing through.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen any traffic coming through there yet. Mainly it's big cruise ships that go through there, isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's what I remember when you and I were there. Maybe you can keep an eye on AIS now and then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I haven't actually looked at AIS at all yet. It hasn't been, actually, I had a couple of freighters in Trincomalee, and then it's just the regular tug and toes that are going back and forth, so.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, man. It's beautiful in there. I hope you get a nice sunrise next to those, that Leskiti cluster there.
That would be good. So how far is, Mad Dog Racing now, are they, I saw that they were holed up, I think it was last night or this morning, I looked on the tracker and they were holed up at Cape Caution.
Yeah, they cleared Bella Bella, they're just maybe 30 nautical miles northwest of Bella Bella.
Okay, cool.
And then
who's in second?
Jungle Kitty, and then Madrona and Berderm, Big Bro Derma or whoever, battling it out for third, fourth.
Hey, so it's pretty much holding. Jungle Kitty's pretty impressive that they've managed to beat all those cats. Same with Madrona. That they're just, they must be pushing hard with their crews. Jungle Kitty's got eight people, so they can, they've got pretty cool, they kind of base their pump drives on what you and I did. But they made them tandems, and that their pedal stroke is offset by 90 degrees, so they don't get that sort of pulsing thing that I'm experiencing.
Yeah, that
single driver. I think we had a little bit of that last year, but it seems to be worse with the leg as opposed to the not.
Yeah, that's a cool setup. I hadn't heard of the 90-degree offset. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's too bad that Matt broke his rig so early on, because today would have been his day. Just with the flat comps, I could just have seen him scooting along pretty nicely and making some significant track. So.
Yeah. Have you ended up using your pedal drive to get between the little puffs?
No, it's just not I used it this morning to come out of my anchorage, and I paddled whatever it was, 2 or 3 miles to get to Poirier. And then as I got to Poirier, I took it down because there was wind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking to my plan of when there's no wind, I just lie down in the cockpit and sleep. But the earlier, I mean, I've sort of been sleep sailing. I used my kitchen timer, and I think it was around 6 o'clock this evening I got 3 20-minute naps in a row. So that was pretty good. Carried me through till about midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get – this is the first night that I'm not sitting still. I've either tied to a buoy that I found, or last night I dropped my anchor, actually, in the little cove I was in, and that was fine. But for, I think about 4 hours. So between that and whenever I can put my head down, I've got limited water, so it just doesn't seem, and it was a super hot day. It was hard to stay within my water budget. I think if I'd been on the pedals, I would have gone through a lot of water doing that.
Yeah. Good strategy, man. And you sound good. It sounds like it's working.
Yep. Yeah. The I'm either sitting up sleeping or just lying in the cockpit sleeping. So that's freaking well. The kitchen timer, that's the noise when it goes off. Pretty clear as a way to wake up, so sit up right away and take a quick look around, make sure nothing's happening.
What do you think the peak wind you've seen is? It seems like it's been lots of light and variable, but what kind of wind speeds are you seeing?
The peak wind was definitely right at the start out of Fort Townsend. I haven't had anything sort of near that speed. I would say I might have had sort of 10 to 15 this evening. Hard to tell. There was no white caps, or at least none that I saw. But I was going pretty quick on the Code Zero and the main. So, but then no white caps, so I'm thinking it's under 15. So.
Yeah. Well, I hope you manage to get away from what seems like a kind of fluky convergence zone around Nanaimo and break into some of this northwesterly stuff they're seeing up further north.
Yeah, that would be good. Although the southerly that we had today, or this evening anyways, let me make some serious tracks. So I think it's, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was like, I guess it got me up to about between 5 and 6. I'm guessing, and I was sailing about 15 degrees to the wind, so I could take some more southerlies to get me up to Campbell River.
Yeah, all right. We'll do a dance for those tomorrow.
All right.
Sounds good, man. That's a great report. Feel free to call any time. Matt has decided to throw his Herreshoff style rowboat in and cruise for a couple of weeks in your vicinity.
Cool.
So
I texted you a picture. Did that come through?
Yeah. I'll post that along with this recording if you want.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
And can you post this to? Can you? I don't know if you can share this up onto my page too. That would be cool.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. I'll definitely paste. I'll post it to Sea Runners and try to get it in on your page too.
Right. I think Lee's can. If you can't, Lee's can do it. She can share. From,
Okay. Yeah, I'll get in touch with her. Matt and I are gonna in a couple hours here gonna start driving towards you, and hopefully midday tomorrow we'll pass you and try to get some pictures from somewhere along the coast.
Oh, cool. So you guys are taking his boat up? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, the goal is to pick up my parents in Victoria tomorrow morning, mid-morning, and then drive up to Port McNeil and drop the three of them off to get on their respective boats. And I think Matt's going to head down Johnstone just to map it out for future Race to Alaska stuff, and hopefully you can high-five him somewhere in there.
Cool. So what were your parents doing in Victoria? Did they leave the boat up north and come down or something?
Yeah, they took the bus down because my sister had a concert in Victoria they wanted to see tonight.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
Yeah, she's playing Victoria tonight, Vancouver tomorrow, and then Seattle on Thursday. So my goal is to be back for her concert here.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you somewhere near Campbell River, man. I hope you have an awesome night.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for the report, Thomas.
Okay, talk to you later.
Ciao. Fair winds.